with you. Freak, don't fail me now. Hey, so what you wanna do?
Came to cut right now. Big Snoop Dogg and I came to get down. Yes, I'm internationally known. Libra love and make you moan and groan. Yeah, earn my gas like race cars.
Two bad boys with a peso.
I never let a girl that I wait for. I steal my deal like Jada. All that and then some. Pimp real for real when I win some. I remember what you're thinking. What? Black shades on, drinking while you're breaking.
Woo!
Things we have... Oh, good.
There we go.
Good,
that one.
Thank you.
Hey.
Things we have never claimed to be. Number one, professional.
Yeah.
Number two, on time. Number three.
Oh, well, everything
smart.
Else.
Yes.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. I am Johnny Robinson.
And I'm Zoe Fowle.
And if you know us from the University of Gloucestershire, which where we are broadcasting from right now, you will know that we used to do radio shows here. And we don't anymore.
Because we've graduated.
Yeah,
we've left.
We have graduated. And now we are wonderful people who do podcasts on the radio.
I think wonderful is a stretch.
On the pretend radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The internet.
So there seems to be quite a lot of technical hitches.
It's great.
Right,
it's start. It's good. You know, we've got 30 hours to iron them out.
Indeed. So at the start of the podcast, I will say, please excuse us for any technical talk on the radio. I've got something called a pop shield.
You can't say it without the pop shield.
Yeah, I've got something called a pop shield, which has just fallen off of the microphone, which stops it from sounding like I'm talking to you right in your ears.
Because that's horrible.
Yeah.
It's really creepy.
But let's try and
like
put this
I said
back
at
on.
The beginning, we never claimed to be professional.
No, indeed. So, anyway, welcome to the podcast. Shall we explain actually what we do normally? I love how smoothly this has gone immediately.
It's fine. It's fine. We can deal with it. It's okay.
Okay. So, my name is Johnny Robinson. And as I said, used to be here before. And also, we do a podcast, don't we? On soundgorillas.co.uk.
Yes.
Called Prick Up Your Ears.
See, if Anchor was working, we could have had a little ding sound effect for first plug of the day.
Yeah.
But because it's not working,
it
we can't
plug?
Have that.
Is it?
It was.
Okay. Well, that's the situation there anyway. Sorry, I'm going to stop the music on the because we're not playing it. That's the weird thing. Now, we're not playing any music, but we are playing music.
That's fine.
Yeah. To talk underneath. But anyway, as I said, I'm Johnny. I originate from Swindon and I've got two kids and a wonderful fiance. We all live in Gloucester now. So yeah, that's what's going on there. Do I have to do this?
Hello, I'm Zoe Fell. I always wave when I do that and I don't
know. Actually got a webcam.
Oh yeah, we're on a
here.
Webcam. So hello.
Yeah.
I think it's watch.timeradio.co.uk, but Tom will clarify that.
Yes,
when he
indeed.
Comes in.
Consider this hour, by the way, as a test hour.
Yes.
I guess. Yes. Although we're still doing
testing
it.
For absolutely everybody.
Yeah. At the moment it's
teething
like
troubles, but that's fine.
The world is testing us today. But carry on.
It's fine. How dare you interrupt my
Sorry.
Introduction?
I apologize.
That's fine.
Profusely.
Shush. Don't, because I'm really scared, because we're not allowed to swear until 9 p.m.
No.
And I am scared that my potty mouth is going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, normally on the podcast we normally do.
It's quite explicit.
Yes. Feel free, though, to listen to that whenever you feel like, because we're recording all this and putting it all up on our Audio Boom page.
And on iTunes.
Indeed.
Because they'll just let just anyone go on that, which is great.
Yeah. But you can download it.
Again, you've hijacked my introduction.
Sorry.
It's fine, but not fine, you know.
All right.
I do not hail from the Cheltenham, Gloucestershire area. I'm from Plymouth, not to be confused with Portsmouth.
No.
Really difficult to say where I'm from without a pop shield on my microphone.
Yeah.
Plymouth.
You have to
say it with a
it's
soft
like it is
tea.
Like you're swearing,
but I'm not.
You know, like when you say a word and then you have to soften it down a bit so people don't notice.
Yeah, I was about to demonstrate that, and I was like, there's literally nothing I can demo with. So yes, I'm from there. I have none of the things Johnny has. Don't have kids. Don't have a fiance. But I'm sure there will be time to discuss all those sorts of things over the next
whatever
29 hours and 55 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to work out how many minutes that was, wasn't I?
Yes, I was.
We decided
that
yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah, because we need to... I think the minutes make it sound more epic, because it's going to be like hundreds or thousands or something.
On air maths, everyone, get ready.
Indeed. So, normally as well, when we do the podcast, we're edited also.
Well, you edit it. I don't.
I normally edit it, and these podcasts will be recorded as live and then uploaded to SoundGorillas and Audio Boom and everywhere.
I don't like being in a non-editable format.
Yeah.
I worry, because at least when we do the podcasts normally, I can ask you to cut things out. I can't do that with live radio.
I can't even say at this time of day what you asked me to cut out.
No, and I don't want you to at all.
No.
It's 1,800 minutes, by the way.
Wow.
If my maths is... It doesn't actually sound that long.
No.
Oh, there's...
Hello, Summer.
There's a van driving past outside.
Oh,
well,
it sounded like a lawnmower thing.
No, it's not. At 6 minutes past nine.
Well, I watched a telly programme the other day when the woman was up at 7:30 being woken up by a neighbour.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd been a lot nicer if I could get this computer thing to work.
But don't worry, Johnny, because we should explain what the difference between podcasts and stuff from a Bob.
Radio shows.
Sorry,
longest podcast,
I was just
radio
reading...
show.
Some tweets
okay.
to us. We've got one from Simon and Nikki saying, just good luck.
Thank you very much.
Simon and Nikki. Tone Radio tweeted that we're on. Good. Tom, come back and fix it, please.
Yeah. Do you reckon he's listening yet?
I don't know. I've no idea. Right. So, do you want to explain what the difference between a podcast... That alarm's going off again.
Yeah.
That's good. A podcast and a radio show. Because obviously there's been a lot of press about, the longest radio show is 145. Yeah, we weren't going to do that. 145 hours.
So,
got to be joking.
Okay, so what the situation is people have done lots of...
Oh, hey, Tom Clark. Sorry.
Hello.
I saw his reflection in the thing broke again.
What's broken now?
Everything.
What's broken again? I forgot. Oh, yeah, this. Yeah. So I couldn't get this to play.
Right.
I would call this an on-air production meeting, but there's no off-air, so,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so there you go. So, Tom Clark of Tone Radio, station manager, hider.
Currently my favourite person in the world.
So, if I play this, there should be noise coming out, and I'll turn it all the way up, because it's halfway up or down.
This is very exciting for all of the listeners who are listening.
Yes. As we said, it
currently
is...
Currently listening to silence, other than me just waffling on.
It is a test hour, I guess, the
No,
like,
I've told you, we need to rename it the testing hour, as in it is testing for all involved.
Yes.
Was some music there. Did someone plug the wrong thing into the wrong thing?
It may have been.
Johnny, was that you? Oh,
yay!
There's some music!
This is the
Hooray.
Music that we talk over at the beginning, where... Where everything is kind of...
Shall we pretend we've not done the last 6 minutes?
No,
I'm not
because
saying
we have to disregard them.
What? No, I'm not saying to cancel it, but I say that was our soft launch.
Yeah. Okay.
And this can be our hard launch.
Yeah.
Which is a lot more punchy.
Indeed.
And well put together.
Okay.
The last 6 minutes of radio.
Okay, shall we go... in fact, I might be able to find, because the problem was, Tom, station manager Clark, was that this computer system decided it was not gonna, it just was gonna crash at 1 minute.
At 1 minute to nine, I was it's 9 o'clock.
You mean the
Johnny...
music playout system thing?
Yeah.
Yes,
because
I was trying to find all of the podcast jingles, and I know where they are, they're on a tab, but now I don't know where the tabs have gone.
Oh. I was enjoying a bit of Snoop Dogg singing Peaches and Cream.
And it just
exactly
stopped,
you...
is that
yeah,
what happened?
Yeah,
it just
it
stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does that.
Yeah.
It does that. It's the perfect time for it to do it as well, you know, on a 30-hour thing where
it's
kind of needed.
It's fine.
Yes.
But I can try and fix that if you want while you're talking.
That'd be
Thank
lovely.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I think it might be working now, though.
Oh.
Is it? Have we bad-mouthed
it
long enough?
It's my presence.
Yeah.
I walk in and everything
I do
works
that
again.
When I'm at work and the self-checkout stop working.
Yeah.
I threaten them with kicking and then I kick them and then they're fine.
But I tell you, as someone who works at a shop with those self-checkouts, how annoying is it
I hate them.
For every 2.5 minutes for them to break...
So annoying.
Can you answer me this as well? Just one question. Oh, sorry for hijacking.
Oh, God.
Just one question. Why in God's name does one strand of hair mean that the weight changes on everything in my basket?
Simply because... this is so boring for like 10 past nine.
I just wanted to know.
Basically...
this isn't for the podcast. This is just for personal...
No, it's fine. Everyone can learn a little bit about this and then you'll maybe use your tills properly.
Yeah.
This should be later on when I can swear and say rude things. So I might redo this later.
Bleeping bleak.
Yeah, very much so. Basically, when everything's brought into store, it's all categorised by weight. Okay. So when you scan it, it should be the same weight as it is on the system. So if it's not, if it's a bottle of water and someone's taken a sip out of it, it will say that it's an incorrect weight because it's used to a 500ml bottle of water. If it's 485, it's not going to like it, which is why if there's extra stuff on there, it'll mess it up.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Tom.
That's all I've been wanting to know.
But just please, people, learn to use self-checkouts properly. There is an unexpected item in the bag now. It's probably your child or your handbag.
Yeah.
Move it.
Yeah, because what I noticed, I went shopping the other day and, someone was paying for their stuff on the other checkout. And then, this kid just comes and sits on the bit where ours is, and it's like, well, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to ask someone else's kid to move, or are you supposed to ask the parent to move the child?
How old was this child?
Oh, probably five, four.
Right, they're old enough to understand. Oh, sorry, Poppet, can I just move you?
Yeah,
out of the way, please.
Yeah, I think they know that.
Because as a parent, though, it kind of feels a bit weird talking to another one.
But I suppose if you don't do it in a malicious way, get out of the way, move, it's fine.
Mm. Yeah, we've talked about checkouts already so far.
Take that off the list.
What you should have done is got a dictionary.
Oh.
Yeah.
And just ticked off objects.
Aardvark.
Yeah.
Oh, just the aardvark on Saturday Live and Kicking. That wasn't the name of it. Just Live and Kicking.
It was just on telly.
Yes, it was.
On Live and Kicking, it was something else, I think.
Are you sure? Just the aardvark was definitely there with...
Kirsten O'Brien
and Andy Peters.
Yeah, don't know.
No, I think he was.
Gordon the Gopher.
I used to have a Gordon the Gopher puppet, like a hand puppet. I think I actually loved it to death because I don't know where it went in my house, which is very sad.
Yes, I used to have one of the, for a. Like a bed thing, the bed cover.
A duvet?
Yeah, I used to have a duvet cover and a pillow.
Congratulations for forgetting the word duvet at 12 minutes past nine.
I know. It's just a I'm not.
I'm going to keep saying
words.
The time, by the way.
I'm not the best with words in general, though, am I? I'm alright with right.
Oh,
excuse me.
That's disgusting.
That was a random burp going
disgusting.
On there. Excuse me.
That was disgusting. So disgusting.
I was at. I had another idea in my head. I'll try and remember it in a minute.
Right.
I used to have a Ed the Duck duvet set and also the curtains as well. And yes, I'm not the best with words. I do sometimes forget which word is the right word. Also, I was going to say then yes. So I randomly...
The word you were going to say was yes.
Well, I was going to say yes. I randomly... expelled some air from my body then, which makes me wonder, should we at the start of this programme decide right now that we need some sort of bum policy of that situation?
There's going to be no forcing in this room.
For instance, at home, I have got the open bum policy, which means that if you're going to invoke the policy, you do have to say you're invoking it, but...
Right, closed bum policy then.
Right, okay. So, so does that mean also closed mouth policy and close anything else that
might disgusting.
Expel air except from nose and mouth?
Yeah, because that's, like I said, that's disgusting.
Okay, what if I want to blow bubbles through my ears?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that would be very impressive.
Yeah. So, just imagine if you could fart through your ears.
I cannot believe we are already discussing this.
Yeah, why not? What's going to happen is we'll go on about this for a while and then it'll be like, so, let's do a feature, which we're still planning out, aren't we?
We've still not done the hard launch of this podcast.
No, indeed. Which is why we're
waffling.
Preluding.
We're waffling.
Yes.
Oh, is this the bit before the start of the podcast?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, if you listen to our normal one, we'll plug it probably not so much after this, but Prick Up Your Ears podcast is the one
iTunes have uncensored it.
Oh, yay. That's because it's not...
It's not a rude word.
No. That's nice, though. It's nicer than to do that.
I like the idea that they would censor everything to do with Sleeping Beauty when she pricks her finger on a spinning wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that, guys.
That would be a completely different story. We can move on from this.
Because I've got a feature for later now.
Oh, okay. What, for the late night evening one?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
I need someone to put my ham in a fridge. That sounded really rude, and I didn't mean it to.
What, you needed to put the ham in the fridge?
I need someone to put my ham in the fridge.
Hang on, I'm going to see if I can, because I had the ideal music then.
What? For what? Me talking about someone putting my ham in a fridge.
Ham in the fridge.
If anyone's wondering, I am literally just talking about ham. I will show it to the ham cam.
Yes.
Ham cam.
We didn't ask Tom, actually, what the web address was again.
I think it's watch.tomeradio.co.uk.
Okay. So, also, if you want to get in touch with us at any point during the podcast, by the way, I know this is Tone Radio and we are broadcasting on Tone Radio, but we are technically recording a podcast and then sending out the recording session out live. So if you're listening to us on repeat, so say if we've done it a long time ago and you're just having to listen back, feel free to tweet us or whatever. It would be nice, or Facebook us.
It really would. I'd like to know that there's at least one person listening.
Yeah.
Please.
Even in the future, if you're listening in the future. So, they can listen in the future.
No, it's fine.
They can't listen in the future right... Well, they can now if they're in... Now is the future if you're in the future.
Can you stop messing my head? It's like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
The Flash also did a time thing recently, which... The Flash is a TV show. It's good. We were talking about something else.
Are we plugging the Flash now?
We can plug the
Flash. We were talking about...
how to get in touch.
Yes, we were.
So, either you can contact us through Tone Radio's regular stuff. If you don't know what that is, that's email studio@toneradio.co.uk. Do you want to do this bit? Like the old times?
Oh, yeah. You can text Tone and your message to 60300... texts cost 25p plus your standard network rate.
Indeed. Facebook.com/Tone Radio.
You can tweet at Tone Radio.
Just visit the website Tone Radio Live. Tone Radio. Okay.
Johnny.
That's the old one.
That's the really old one.
That's because that's what I used to say before.
Well, don't say it anymore.
And Mr. Tom Clark, hello.
Hello.
Hello. So what was the web address again for the
Johnny,
webcam?
can you put my microphone down so I don't deafen people? Thank you. That's not mine. Thank you.
The web address for the webcam?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a brand new webcam player. It's called watch.toneradio.co.uk.
Yay.
And if you go there, it looks really lovely.
Cool.
I've just seen it for the first time, which is worrying because I'm station manager. And it looks fantastic. So, yeah, go there and you can see, you know, you two guys growing slightly tired as every minute goes by.
I can't even put a bit of cover on my microphone.
Give it here.
I can't do it.
It's like, didn't they teach you this in school? No, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
all right, so...
How many radio students does it take to put a cover on a mic, or a windshield on it? There's three, and we still can't do it. Thank you, Tom.
Yes, so you can get in touch with us any of those ways, or you can get in touch with us the other way, which is the Sound Gorillas route. Root.
You sound like you said roo, like you talk about white sauce.
I said root.
Roo.
Root. Like root beet. Root vegetable. Root vegetable.
Root vegetable. Yeah. It's got a T on the end, Johnny.
Yeah,
pronounce
root.
It.
Root. Root.
Root.
Root.
Thanks, Tom Clark.
Okay. Do I have to...
put my other mic back up.
Do
now,
I have to
you.
Queen's speech everything in the right... right pronunciation?
Yeah. Yes, that would be lovely.
Get in touch with us through the Sound Gorillas route, which is tweet us at Sound Gorillas, or you can get us on Facebook, facebook.com/SGBigPodcast.
We've got our own hashtag.
Indeed.
I find that a very weird phrase to say because you literally make it up yourself. It's like, oh, someone's gifted us a hashtag. It's SGBigPod because I just liked it. Can you stop burping, please? We've got a closed today. Bum policy, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
So an open bum policy is when you may release gas from your bottom.
Right, okay.
But you have to announce that it will happen, so that is an open bum policy.
Well, so you have to literally go, oh yeah, this is going to happen now.
Oh, you just go, policy, do it.
Oh, right, okay.
And then no one kind of says anything about it.
But so, I'm invoking a closed bum policy.
So what happens if something needs to come from...
You leave the room.
Okay.
You leave the studio. You can literally, go out there near a window.
Okay, that's fine.
Nothing in here, please.
In that case, I'm just going to go and shoot off for a second.
Okay. He's actually leaving the room.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
It's because we mentioned it. It's like when someone says, oh, do you want a drink?
Yeah.
And then you sit there thinking, I don't want a drink.
In terms of talking about things we shouldn't talk about, there are two words that are banned, at least two words that are banned on this podcast.
Yes.
The T word.
Yeah.
And the S word.
Yes.
If you can guess those words, you don't get a prize. The only prize is pride. Yes.
Yay.
But those two words are banned.
Indeed.
As is the Y word.
What's the Y word?
The B word.
What the... Is that where you go to?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Y word is something you do if you are S or T.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to remember my own code. This is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not
It'll be the same
it.
Situation.
Yes.
So anyway, that's how that works. Feel free to message us and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Our producer for this hour, by the way, is Rebecca Small.
Hello.
Hello. Rebecca, you're so chirpy.
Yes, I'm on the radio, so I kind of have to be.
You don't. Not on this.
Yeah. Just be.
Just
whatever.
Just be you.
Yeah.
You do you, Rebecca.
Oh, I can't. I would say how I'm feeling, but I'm not allowed to.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
We're not.
I'm the world's most tired person.
Yay.
I mean, I bet she isn't. I bet if we looked, we could find more tired people. Oh, I said the word. Whoopsie.
I think it's all right. I think it's all right for us for now.
Yeah.
It's more when it comes to 11, 12 o'clock.
I wasn't using it to describe myself.
Indeed.
I was
but
using
you,
it
but
in
you
reference
still
to...
still used yeah. it. That's
not great.
The thing.
There's no forfeit. I'm saying that now because I don't want to have to do something horrible at the end of the 30 hours because I might cry.
Aww.
I'm emotional at the best of times, let alone when I've...
Imagine how emotional you'll be after the 30 hours, after it's done.
I know.
Actually, this is technically our last show on because we didn't do it last year.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a baby...
I mean, you didn't have a baby.
No, it didn't come out of me. But I had a baby when... we had a baby. My fiancé had a baby. People have babies.
The miracle of life.
On the... First off, she was in... She went into hospital on the day of our last show, which was the Thursday. And then was like, oh, can't come in. We planned it all and everything. Can't come in. Baby's coming.
Oh, no.
And then we were going to do it on the last day of Tone Radio instead. And then that's when the baby came.
Of course it did. Of course it did.
I'm happy to have him, though. But it's just really weird to kind of be here. And that was the last time I was here.
Yeah.
It was right after we'd done an exam. And then... You got a text and I got a phone call. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, bye.
Pretty much
aww.
That. So.
But you're here now. Yeah. You're doing 30 hours. And I think that sort of makes up for missing.
Yeah. I'll be honest, we're almost half an hour through.
Yeah.
So this is fine.
This is true, but I'm starting to feel a bit warm.
It's too hot. You've got a hoodie on.
I do have a hoodie on, but... Like, I'm all comfy and things, so, like...
That's the problem. If you get too... Actually, I might take my shoes off.
That's a good idea.
Yes, I was going to do that, actually, as well.
Well, I mean, I'll do mine first, and then
okay,
you can
go on then. Okay, so,
I think it will get warm in here, so you're going to have to, like...
I mean, it already is, to
I think
fair.
You'll have to, like, employ somebody to sort of stand here and just... Fang you with a bit of paper.
Do you reckon we could get someone who can feed us grapes as well?
I think we should get one of like those sofas and things.
Sorry, we're not Roman emperors.
Yeah, with
I think we should be.
Yeah, you know the people with the whatever they're called.
Togas.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
See, isn't it scary that I know exactly what you're thinking?
Yeah.
And you can have one of those crowns of just like twigs.
Yeah, like thorns.
Yeah. Well, not thorns. You're not Jesus.
Oh.
Well, that's Jesus's one.
Wow. No, I'm not even going to go there.
Please don't.
that's a new twist.
I am now shoe free. Everyone.
Yay. Can I de-shoe also?
You may de-shoe.
See, I don't have to go underneath to do mine. I could just slip mine off.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
See, Zoe, you've got your hair up at the minute. And
I do.
I can feel in about 12 hours, like, it will start to ache where you've had it in a ponytail. Yeah. And you'll be like, oh, I should take my hair down. You've got to relax.
But I've also got dry shampoo with me because I've got a fringe.
Oh, you've done well.
And the fringe is very sweaty.
You've done well.
Thank you very much. I'm not an amateur for these things.
Have you got pyjamas to change into mid-show?
No, I do have pyjamas, but they're in my other bag. But I could... There's nothing stopping me from doing that. Like, they're not indecent pyjamas.
No.
So that's fine. So that won't... It won't cause any problems. So although, if it'll drive listeners and viewers... I'll consider it. we'll see what happens 12 hours in.
Will we be 12 hours in? 11 o'clock at night?
No, 9 o'clock. From 9 to 9.
I can't do maths.
That's all right. That's okay.
I'm not the best of maths either.
It's
that's
time
what
maths.
My what worry is about this podcast is that we'll do something about maths and then I will have no idea about it.
We did the calculations. It's 1,800 minutes.
Good God.
Which doesn't actually sound that long.
Not when it's minutes. How many seconds do you know to calculate?
I don't know.
We should second it.
I don't understand. Because I got... Somehow, in GCSE, I got an A in maths.
I got a C.
And now, I think it was a fluke because I can't do simple additions.
It's
like,
fine.
I can't do maths. I can't really do English anymore. Like... I was once tested for dyslexia.
Right.
It wasn't the proper test.
Right.
It was like a half dyslexic test.
Right.
And it kind of said that I was dyslexic.
Just to see if you were dys or lexic.
Yeah. I think I'm dyslexic.
Right.
I think I'm dyslexic. Just, yeah.
Or just dyslex.
I'm just dyslex.
Half a dyslexia thing.
Yeah.
108,000 seconds. Which, again, doesn't sound very long.
No, but when it's...
When it's 30 hours, that sounds like it's a really long time.
I suppose it helps that it's in the thing of threes. Like, it's in the three times table thing. Do you know what I mean?
No.
No.
So, like, 30 hours is, 30, and there's 60 seconds in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, this is all correct so far.
So, 60 hours would be...
Which is not what we're doing.
No, but that would be relevant to... Doesn't matter.
I literally don't know where you were going with that.
No, I don't know.
It's in
just
threes.
A thread blowing in the wind.
Yeah. Or a feather like on Forrest Gump that just goes around everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, someone's phone's going. That's exciting.
That is.
I don't know. I don't think it's mine.
It's not mine.
Okay. That's fine.
Maybe it's just the vibration of the world spinning round.
I'm surprised that, like, because growing up, I was always told that you'll be able to. That the world is spinning so fast that you can't feel it move.
Uh-huh.
But then when you think about it, the Earth must be turning really slowly because there's a day. There's like 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
So I don't understand
how... I mean, the world is pretty big.
Yeah. But the people said that it spun quickly, but they must be lying to me.
No. It does spin quickly, but it's just in relation to how everything else in the universe spins.
Yeah.
Oh.
Science fun.
So, like, you know, like...
Don't ask me this in 17 hours, no. Because I won't be able to give you a straight answer.
So, if you got a bunch of marbles and threw them on a table...
Yeah.
And then you were, like, living on one of those marbles...
Yeah.
Then the time would be slower.
Wait, who's throwing the marbles if you're living on it?
God.
God, yeah, God is throwing the marbles.
Okay. Could we say an omnipotent force instead?
We're not even on the floor yet. That's the other thing as well. Someone's thrown the marbles and they're all in the position where they are now and they're all spinning very slowly in the position where they are. But the universe is probably something Stephen Hawking's not picked up on. It's probably the whole universe is falling to some sort of floor.
Okay.
Which means that at one point, maybe in like 20,000 years' time, we might all be on the floor.
I mean, we won't be here anyway.
We won't be. No. We'll be in the floor at that point.
We will be Indeed. The floor.
Yeah.
You know.
Or part of nature, because like... If you get buried or whatever, then...
Yeah. I don't know if this is an appropriate question to... It's definitely not an appropriate question to ask at 29 minutes past 9. Thoughts on cremation, Rebecca?
It's a good one, I reckon.
Okay, I'm only asking because in our most recent podcast that went out, I think we discussed in Japan, there is a part of a theme park that has a cremation experience where you get put in a coffin and then they put you in like this big furnace, and they heat it up to like 40 degrees or something. So it's the experience of being cremated, and then you get pushed into like this white room. So it's like a womb. Oh god, a womb. So you get reborn. And I said I'd never do that because I'm genuinely, but burning alive is a terror of mine.
What kind of maniac thought that would be a good idea?
It was funded on Japanese Kickstarter.
Of course it was.
What? You paid to do it as well.
First of all, I don't want to be in a confined space, right, like a coffin while I'm still alive.
Right.
Two, what if it accidentally heats to about 200 degrees?
Yeah. What if you got stuck? What if the ride broke down?
Exactly. And you,
especially
just,
with what's happened the last couple of days, that would be really...
That would be awful.
Yeah.
So imagine if that happened.
Yeah.
And then into the white room, imagine if that didn't happen. Yeah. You got taken down to, like, I don't know,
a red room, yeah.
Exactly. And you'd be like, awful. What's gone on here? Am I in hell?
Yeah.
Some sort of equivalent.
Or if there was, like, some sort of, like, very small gap that people didn't know about, and then it was like, you just end up staying there, and it's like, hello.
Oh my god.
I am a bit trapped in the gap now.
Oh, what? Oh,
I know.
Why?
I don't know.
If I'm deceased, then yes, cremate me. If I'm alive, I want to be standing up, like, or sitting down on a ride, not, you know, 6 feet under, basically.
I said, even when I'm buried, I want to be buried with, like, a Nokia brick phone that's on full charge, just in case. Just in case. Because that's where they used to have bells attached to those, in case people were alive.
Imagine that, though.
Gordon's alive. I don't know what I'm doing. I've lost it already.
You've gone crazy already.
Doesn't take long with me.
See, I don't know if Johnny wants to put this little wind thingy on it. Because I went to go see Ellie, who's the new lady, and she said...
She's not new.
Oh, isn't she?
No.
No, she's been there for probably 2 years, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She said these have just been steam cleaned.
Ooh!
So these
Johnny's going to put all his cold germs in it. That's nice.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a cold going on already. It started coming on yesterday morning, and it was like, really now? Have you decided that you're going to get a cold at this time?
And I get to spend 30 hours in a room with him.
Have you got the appropriate kind of help? Have you got the sort of energy, not really energy drinks, but have you sort of got paracetamol, ibuprofen? Have you got some water to stick with?
You say that wrong.
What?
Ibuprofen.
You say that wrong. It's ibuprofen. You say it very weird.
I say ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. That's how my mum said it, so that's how I've just always said it. Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen, yeah.
Yeah, ibuprofen.
Okay. See, we're learning things today.
Yay! Learning with Johnny and Zoe.
That's all I ever want to do for the world, is teach it to sing or other derivatives of... things.
I feel like I'm on sort of countdown right now, and I forgot the name of the lady in the corner who gives like the word sort of history and meaning.
Susie Dent.
Yeah.
I love her.
Like, I feel like you're Susie right now.
I'm so... That's such a nice thing to say. Not Rachel Riley, Susie Dent.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you've just given me, like, the correct pronunciation of a word. So I feel like I should
I'll
go with, like, a numbers
I will
round
correct
or something.
Well, don't, because we're all rubbish at maths. That would be absolutely pointless.
It would be.
Johnny.
Yes.
I don't know where I'm going with this sentence.
Okay. I was going to say we could probably say about some of the things that we expect.
Shall we do our hard launch now?
All right then. I need to get the music right.
So basically, Rebecca, you've probably not listened to our podcast before, and that's fine to admit because nobody has. Even my parents don't really listen to it, but that's fine because I wouldn't want them listening to some of the things,
I understand that.
So basically, when we put the podcast out, we have a soft beginning where we have a little bit of chatter and stuff before we start the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we have the start of the podcasting where we talk about what's coming up. So what we've realised is this first half hour has been your soft intro.
Yeah.
And then when Johnny finds what he needs to find, we can do our hard punchy intro.
Are you saying what's coming up?
In the next...
29
and a half hours. Yeah.
Okay, shall we do this then?
Oh, have you found the hour one jingle as well?
Oh, I will put that in.
That would be good to have. Because that is...
Did you make your own jingles?
We didn't. Dan State did.
Yeah.
What a man.
Who will be here later.
Oh.
Indeed.
So that will be exciting.
Yes. I just need to find... because this is where the problem with dyslexia is. I've got this bit of dyslexia, what makes me not be able to see things very well.
Things.
Yeah, especially on a white background.
Ah.
Unless I'm really close to it. SG hour 8. So we want to have... Oh, we must be close. We must
This must be so exciting for the listener.
Wait, hour 2.
Nearly there.
I mean, we want hour 1, really.
Yeah, ideally.
Yeah, that will be good.
I've heard that one. It definitely exists.
11.
Nope.
10. 1.
There we go.
It's a bit weird. It's not in at next to hour 2 or
that's
anything.
That's fine. It will probably be, no, it's probably... Is it because all of the 2s are together and all of the 1s are together?
Yeah.
There you go.
Right, shall we get on with this then?
Oh, no, you need to say the line. You need to say the proper line.
Oh, okay. Shall we do a podcast?
Might as well.
Yay!
Soundgorillas.co.uk. Soundgorillas Big Podcast. A 30-hour world record attempt. Hour 1.
Yay, so
I hope people didn't think we'd fallen asleep.
No.
Oh, I need to stop talking. Well, no, I need to not stop talking, but I need to stop talking about banned words.
Indeed. So we can get those out of the way. I suppose we can say exactly which ones we can say later.
Yes. The following words are banned from this podcast. Sleep, sleepy, any of those sort of derivatives. Tired, when talking about yourself.
Yeah.
Yawning is fine within reason, but you can't acknowledge the fact that you've yawned.
Yeah.
And also bed. It's not
indeed
not good.
And kind of anything to do with going to sleep, really.
I said the word yawn and Rebecca Small yawned. The power I wield over people. It's amazing.
Also, it's good that we're not playing music because that means we can't play or we have to bleep out Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat by Fatboy Slim.
Did you see what was written on my pyjamas? I know that sounds like a really weird question.
Was it on there?
No, it says Eat, Sleep, Tweet, Repeat.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what your pyjamas were, like what was on them, because the I didn't get close enough to see what they were, but from a distance they kind of looked like Little Miss Sunshine.
No, they've got like little chicks on them, and the chicks are tweeting. It's really cute. If I say so myself.
I didn't bring my pyjamas either, by the way.
I genuinely might change into my pyjama bottoms later. Because comfort is paramount. So I've got shorts on.
I did consider it, but I had them on yesterday and I've had 2 showers since.
Oh,
so
okay.
I didn't want to, like, the room's going to be bad enough as it is. So I don't want to be in that situation.
I made the most of having a shower this morning.
Yes.
Does that sound rude? I don't know anymore. I can't judge what sounds rude and what doesn't and what's just in my head.
It's just things.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, Johnny.
Hello.
What the devil is coming up in the next long time?
So, first off, we're going to get lots of help from our producers and executive producers and all that kind of stuff.
Who are very kindly giving their time for free because they're nice. Oh, half hour in and we have not mentioned the fact that we are doing this for charity.
Oh yeah, that's a good well let's mention that first then.
Let's do that.
That's kind of mega important.
Yes, so, it is. That's why we're doing this.
First off, we are looking for donations that you may have to give us for the podcast for a charity called Dig Deep, which is based in Kenya, and it is basically they're doing a charity fundraising thing pretty soon, which is about climbing up Mount Kilimanjaro and trying to raise money for the charity for people who they basically help Kenya, well, rural parts of Kenya, better water and sanitation.
Yeah, it's access to sanitary water and all of that sort of
so
thing, you know,
a bit like, you know, like how you can just like go over, well, first off, you can go to the shop and just buy a bottle of water, as Zoe
like
has
this.
Got there, which you can't see, but you might see on the podcast if she puts it in the right place.
I've obviously put some juice in this. This wasn't...
Yeah.
But this kind of colour water is the kind of colour water that they might have in Kenya before Dig Deep get to them.
Yes, because I don't think they separate the bodily stuff.
Filter it out.
Necessarily, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they necessarily have the... facilities to do so.
But Dig Deep provides all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is why we're doing this stupid, stupid thing.
Yes.
And I will keep repeating the fact that this is stupid, because this is stupid.
And, you know, we've talked for 40 minutes now.
I think we need to stop referencing the time, because it's going to...
Yeah. That's... Maybe we should have time as a no thingy. A no word. So, yeah. What was I going to say?
I don't remember. We were talking about Dig Deep and the genuinely brilliant work they do.
We've talked for this long. And it's kind of going to be a bit like this with different subjects all the way until tomorrow at 3 p.m.
It's not going to be all like this. There will be some organised things.
Yes.
So we're going to have things like our favourite features from our podcast.
Yeah.
Things like Fact Cock, which is something that we started here. You looked horrified there, Rebecca.
Yep.
It's fine.
Make sure you say it properly.
Yes.
Fact Cock.
Yes, because it's where we give you interesting facts about the world. Shall I do one now? That's a thing to be done.
The cockerel isn't in today. The cockerel.
Oh, okay.
Well, it will be later, but he's just not in right now.
Okay. So I've got a load of things. Okay, this is a good one. The official inventor of the fire hydrant is unknown because its patent was lost in a fire.
Wow.
There you go. That's irony, Cheryl Crow. Alanis Morissette. There you go.
Yeah.
I know things about music. Yeah, that song, ironic. Not ironic, just really unfortunate things.
Yes.
So that's basically the premise of Fact Cock. Basically, you go and find some facts and then you discuss them a bit if you want or not.
Yeah. And then later on as well, we've got whatever features.
Bombardment.
Bombardment. Actually, that's going to be one of our...
That's an exciting
our
one.
...our major features. I might need
I say exciting.
Thing, by the way. What? That red thing.
That one.
Yes, thank you.
Your windshield.
Do you want to explain what bombardment is?
Yes, I will. Basically, bombardment is where Johnny and I compete against each other to see who is the smartest. And that's not necessarily a good thing today. So over the course of probably like the last 10 podcasts, we have questioned each other about various ridiculous things. And we're pretty close in scores, I think.
Yeah, I think we're... Oh, I can't remember exactly what it was.
Johnny,
I think
that's
it
was no
like,
good.
Was it like 20... Were we still on 23 each?
I'm not sure. But we were really close.
We were, because the podcast that we did last...
Oh, it's not come out yet.
It's not come out yet.
Okay.
So, we're still on 23.
Right, okay. So, basically, there's going to be 4 points during the day where our producers write some questions for us. And then we each take it in turns to answer the questions. One goes out the room, the other one answers the questions, and then it reverses. And then we see at the end who is the smartest.
Hmm.
The only prize is pride.
Indeed. However, you could probably have a guess on which one's going to win.
Don't put a bet on us.
No.
You can say you'll put a fiver on each way, or you'll donate a fiver each way.
I was thinking, actually... Lord. If you went to the bookies and said about this podcast,
they wouldn't care.
Are you sure?
Can pretty much bet on anything.
Yeah,
but
would they?
I don't know.
Would they do it?
I don't know.
Mm.
Let's ring a bookies live on it. Let's not ring a bookies live on it. Let's not do that. I've never been in a bookies.
Have you not?
No.
I don't go in the bookies to do a like a bet on horses or
do you just go in for the atmosphere?
No, it's not like going to a nightclub.
Okay.
Just go to the atmosphere.
Quick question.
Hello.
Why is it called the bookies?
Isn't it because they had like books of of odds and stuff?
Yeah.
I might be making that up. Hey.
Hello.
For your introduction to Fact Cock,
yes.
Go find out where bookies are called bookies. Come back.
I'll be back.
Tell us. All right.
Yay.
Oh, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Can I ask a bit of a weird question?
Okay.
Can you go put my ham in the SU fridge? Do you know where it is?
No.
No. So this is a really offer. Right, put my microphone down. You keep talking.
Okay. So as I said, if you do want to get in touch with us today, feel free to do so on the Tone Radio ways, or you can do it the Sound Gorilla ways. So Sound Gorillas is soundgorillas.co.uk/thebigpodcast, and that will sort you out for getting in touch. Very simply, and also for donating, because we are doing this for a long time.
A really long time.
Yeah, and it's going to be really cool if, well, I'm not going to say if, I'm going to say when we finish.
Shall we hold off until like midday to start talking about the people that have donated so far?
I think so, because okay. We need to build up our listenership, yes. I think, a bit. Should we say that the person that's given us the...
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay, so that means I've got to think of something else to say now.
Johnny.
Hello.
I want to talk about what you've bought for breakfast.
Yes.
Go get what you've bought for breakfast.
Okay, I'll go and get it. Right.
So when we were talking about doing this stupid podcast.
Does that mean I can eat it?
No, not yet. Well, if you're hungry, you can eat it, that's fine. Well, you can maybe eat it. So when we were planning for this podcast, I said to Johnny, right, there's a list of banned things and there's a list of fine things. So on my list of banned things is anything with dairy in, including chocolate, cheese and milk, because I think it was Surgeon Beeman, who isn't a sir but should be.
Indeed.
If you don't know who he is, go and Google him. He's
buy
wonderful.
His book.
Buy his books.
Books.
This has turned into a plugging session. I've dropped a pen. That's good.
We should get into donuts.
No, stop it.
Okay.
So you shouldn't eat dairy because it coats your vocal cords and it means you can't talk properly.
Yeah.
And Liz said it means you can't talk well, but that's a perfect example of not talking
indeed.
Properly. Caffeine, always bad when you're doing any sort of long thing, simply because you get that caffeine boost and then you crash and it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the important one. Fatty or greasy things, pizzas, burgers, etc. What have you picked up for breakfast, Johnny?
I haven't picked up a pizza or a burger or a penguin. I have picked up a pasty.
You picked up a pasty?
But it is gammon and mustard.
It's a pasty, Johnny.
It is gammon and mustard.
Why is that a breakfast food to you? Gammon and mustard?
Well, pasty kind of used to be a breakfast food for me, but I'm not sure where that stemmed from. But
Are you a Cornish miner? No.
Maybe.
You're not. I can tell you, you're not a Cornish
maybe
miner.
Maybe I was in my past life.
Your past life?
My past life.
Past life.
Maybe. No. I don't even know how I'd have to talk if I was a Cornish miner, but...
Please don't.
Maybe I was in the 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've also got apple juice as well.
Yeah. Is that bad?
It's all right. So it can be a bit of a diuretic.
It cancels it out, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
As long as I steady it through the day, it should be all right.
Yes, but you need to be drinking enough that... there will be... we will not be broadcasting live from the toilets.
No.
So if any of us need to visit the little girls / little boys room, we will do so in the privacy of no microphones.
Indeed.
For my breakfast...
It would make an interesting podcast, though.
It would be
awful. The Bogcast.
That's possibly one of the best jokes that's ever going to be on this podcast.
Yeah.
The Bogcast. See, if you'd come up with a Bogcast earlier, we could have done a whole bit on the Bogcast.
Yeah. Maybe we still can.
We could do a whole hour discussing toilet habits, or is that too disgusting? That's not necessarily stuff I want to share.
We could do the situation of... Oh, Rebecca's come back.
Hello.
We could do the situation of... maybe doing that for like a couple of moments.
Okay.
Or so.
We're just discussing the possibility of doing the Bogcast.
What's that? Getting like a live mic from the toilet?
Pretty much, or at least pretend to be. I don't know what's happening. You look really excited. You look like you might have succeeded in your first fact cock challenge.
So you've just sent me off for my little challenge. Exec producer Tom, he was looking, but he couldn't find anything.
Okay.
I was like, leave it to a professional, Tom. Let me do it. Come on now. And I found out the sort of betting became really popular in the 18th century, especially in London. And like the rich men used to go down to their clubs and stuff and make lots of bets. So each kind of club that they went to had a club book where they kept all of the sort of official bets and everything and how much they won and everything. And so instead of like putting it all in there eventually, it was like they put... I've explained it wrong. Don't worry.
No, it's all right. It's okay. It's not like it's live, Rebecca. It's fine. We'll edit this bit out.
Yeah.
You can't edit it. Okay, yeah. So when professionals came into the field, they wanted a name that was associated with the original kind of roots of it. So when they were accepting bets, they said they were making a book. That makes sense.
See, we're learning and having fun, everyone.
So that's where it comes from, like book making.
Yeah.
I also have another little fact for you.
Oh, brilliant.
It's on the same kind of note here.
You sure you don't want to save this till later?
I could, but...
But if it's related, we might as well do it now.
In regards to that, bookkeeper is the only word in the English language that has three sets of double letters. If that makes sense. So bookkeeper, double O, double K, double E. In a row.
Yes.
Was it double K?
Yep. Bookkeeper.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Like granddad is double D.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, granddad.
Because whenever I type it or write or anything, it always looks a little bit wrong.
Yeah, I hate that with...
Because I always thought it was like granddad. Because you put one D, but it's... Because that's like grandma. But I say grandma.
No, it does look wrong, but I don't know anymore.
I don't know.
Spellers, get on the phones.
Producer Tom, where are you?
Don't have a phone. Don't ring us.
We'll be getting people on the phone later, though.
Hopefully yes. If you know us, let us know you want to be nice and talk to us. That would be lovely.
I'm just trying to see, because I've not had a chance to look at any of my social media right
now.
That's
fine. Do you want me to do some horoscopes in the meantime? Rebecca Small is very excited at the prospect of horoscopes.
I see you have one of my favourite newspapers.
It's today's Metro, we can say that.
I enjoy the Metro. When I used to live in like Watford and stuff, and I used to get the train to school, there used to be the Metro on the train that we used to pick up like fresh from like the print and everything. And I used to go in there, like read the horoscope every day, read the little bits where people have like written in and stuff.
I really like Rush Hour Crush because
Me
it's
too.
So creepy.
I know, it's like so creepy. And I always... Sort of looked at
when we used to walk into uni, my housemate Dan would always get a Metro, and then he would read out the Good Deed feed and the Rush Hour Crush.
So that was like, they were always my favourite pages, and I love like the entertainment pages to see what they like had on there.
Yeah, I'll normally just get a Metro to skip through the beginning bits,
the news,
skip through the actual news,
and then put it back in the thing as I leave the bus because I'm a nice person.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought we could use this as content, so you know, Johnny.
Hello.
What star sign are you?
I am a Leo.
A Leo.
Ooh.
Rare. Are you also a Leo?
No, my sister's a Leo. Okay. I am a Virgo.
Ah.
Okay. If you found yourself asking, I can't read. I was like, this doesn't make... No, it does make sense. If you found yourself asking searching questions about your love life or one particular tie of late, it really wouldn't be a surprise. Though it may not have been obvious, this period has given you the chance to become more aware of your needs.
Mm.
So what do you need?
Some breakfast at the moment.
Well, have your pasty.
I'll have it in a bit.
It's a gammon and mustard pasty. I don't understand this.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It's not bad.
Just because it was reduced doesn't mean you had to buy it.
Yeah.
Well, no, but it was something that I probably would have had anyway. But, yeah.
Okay. Rebecca Small, what star sign are you, please?
Virgo, please.
Virgo. Is that the twins, Virgo?
No, that's
Gemini. Gemini's the twins.
I'm the horse one, isn't it?
No, I'm just the lady.
That's it. Yeah.
You can find yourself absolutely determined to make your mark and overcome any obstacles that have been blocking your path. To capitalise, you will need to be focused and also marshal any impatience productively.
I don't know what that means.
So if we get on your nerves a bit, just tell us to pipe down.
Oh.
That should be fine.
No, you're fine.
What's Tom? You should know this, of all people.
Born March 28th.
Taurus.
No, not March, May.
May
28th.
May 28th.
No, yeah.
So he's a Gemini.
This is a bad...
Sorry, Tom.
He's a Gemini twin. Don't let others' warm views or lack of enthusiasm or support influence your outlook. That sounds like Tom. That's just a description of Tom. Yeah. If you keep the faith, by this time next week, the very person who doubts you could develop into your biggest fan.
Oh. Mm. Someone doubts him and they'll be his biggest fan.
Apparently so.
I wonder who that is then. They can go away. No. Not having
it. Who's Tom's haters?
The world. I mean, yeah. Tom hates the world. There's that. But I don't know who hates
Tom. I've got a feature for later. It's called Tom Clark versus the world.
Yeah. Mm.
In which he just moans for a bit.
Mm. I'm sure he can do that.
That'll fill hours.
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
Honestly, he does like a 2-hour show every week. And so he just moans.
What I'll do is...
Oh no.
What I'll do I've been invigilating exams at my old school for the last few weeks. And in the most recent English exam, it was like the written one where you have to do comprehension and then you have to write a speech. The speech they had to write was a complaint about modern life. And I looked at that, I was like, I could do this. This would be really easy. What are your thoughts, Tom Clark?
I've been able to do that exam really well.
I know. Right, and also, the beginning bit was comprehension about Janet Street Porter banging on about how Twitter's awful.
Right.
And is Google making us stupid? And I was like, I would ace this exam.
Yeah.
I'd be really good. Yeah.
I'd write about mice and men.
Oh, that's a different exam, that one.
That's a different exam. Yeah.
You're going to have to invigilate the situation now with the haters, though.
Yeah. Who are your haters, Tom?
Well, I don't think it's fair to say everyone, like you said.
I'm quite fond of you.
Some people like me. Yeah. Not a lot, but it'll do.
I mean, I think they'd probably all fit in this room.
But, but I think that I don't know who would be turn into my biggest fan.
Neither do I.
Have you... Because you're quite... I hasten to use this and make your head big. You're quite big on Twitter. By which I mean you've got for someone that's not like a celebrity or thing.
For someone who tweets a lot of rubbish.
You've got a fair few followers. I was super impressed. I got, 2,000,
I've only got like 700 and something.
Oh, I've got like 867. It's not like second.
That's a good number.
Was it not more?
Have you ever had... thanks, Johnny. It fluctuates around Eurovision. People follow me because I'm really funny at Eurovision.
Yeah,
and then
I did that last
year. They realise I'm really boring and they're like, oh, no, I'll follow her. Yeah. And I'm like, that's fine.
Well, it's the same for me with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Exact same thing.
I always make the superb owl joke because you have
Brilliant.
To. Have you ever had any hate on Twitter?
Oh, loads. Yeah, mostly surrounding football, but largely I've had a couple of people who just kind of annoyed at an opinion and then laugh at my face.
Yeah.
People often do.
Yeah. I was defending a comedy show that some friends of mine had made that I thought was really good, but people thought was awful.
Yeah.
And someone said, pipe down, you angry what's it?
Brilliant.
Related to my hair. And I laughed for about half an hour at that. I couldn't be angry with it because it was too funny.
Sometimes, yes, I've had a lot of people tweet me. And so, this is the great thing about Twitter is people are so angry, but you can soon become friends. So someone tweeted me once and it was just random abuse, maybe a football view or a view about something. And it was so funny that I genuinely said to them, "That well done.
Yeah.
That's good." And they were like, "Cheers, mate." And then we just ended up having a chat.
Yeah, someone else said I looked like Matt Lucas. And then I had a comedian defend me. And I was like, that's really... the comedian question direct messaged me just to say, "You don't look like Matt Lucas, don't
Brilliant.
Worry. I was like,
That's good.
Thank you, unnamed comedian.
Nice reassurance.
Very
that.
Nice of you. And I was like, well, I didn't think I did, but thank you for
the
clarifying the point.
Anyway. Yeah,
sure. I think Tom Clark versus the world later could be...
Tom Clark versus the world. I can do that.
Yeah. Or Tom Clark on Modern Life. Or is that too close to Dave Gorman's... one that
it's
fine.
Is that like
it's fine. We're borrowing features left, right, and centre.
Yeah, they
won't mind. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Modern Life is goodish. That's what it's.
That's
called,
it. Yeah,
which is really good.
Mm. Yeah, I can complain about things.
Cool. See, on air production meetings, it's good fun.
Indeed. I am also just very quickly updating the Sound Gorillas website just so people can listen to toneradio.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
You can get us on TuneIn Radio as well.
That is true.
I mean, I don't know why I'm telling people who are listening how they can listen.
Yeah.
Because that does sound a bit silly. Tell your friends.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm just... Because people are going to the Sound Gorillas one as well and kind of saying, but where do we listen?
Okay.
So I have put that up now.
Yeah.
Also, very quick on-air discussion thing. Yeah, I will give you the details
for
all of the things. And if you can pass them on to other producers...
I'll pass them on to all the other producers.
Well, we can just pop them in that office, can't we?
Yeah, I'll write them down and then we can put them everywhere. Not everywhere, obviously. Not like in the canteen.
No.
Yeah, that wouldn't be ideal, but, it's fine.
Yes. Cool. Hey, do you know what, Zoe?
What?
It is 9:59.
You've started this prematurely, haven't you?
9:59 and 40 seconds.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I was looking at my phone going, oh, it's 9:59. I'll mention it when we get to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, you've just gone right in there. So that's...
It wasn't even 40 seconds no. either. It was slightly less than that.
I thought ahead because by the time it gets out to the listener...
Oh, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah, there is a bit of a delay.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you going to press the hour 2 jingle bang on 10 o'clock?
Hey, if I... No, I'm not going to do it. Because it's 10 o'clock now.
Okay.
However,